the announcement. The young Sai Baba was getting more and more reluctant to be bound by routine. The time to declare himself and to renounce the family had come. On the 20th October 1940, Satya started off to school as usual. That day, Sri Anjaneyalu, the excise inspector of Uravakonda, who was very attached to Satya, accompanied him as far as the school gate, for he had seen a brilliant halo around Satya's head. As usual, Satya stepped into the dais to sing the school prayer at the morning assembly. After the prayer, Satya suddenly announced, "I do not belong to you. Henceforth, I belong to those who need me and call me." Satya came down the steps even before the assembly realized the significance of what he had declared. He then walked home. Standing on the doorstep, Satya cast aside his school books and called out, "I am no longer your Satya, I am Sai." Hearing these words, the sister-in-law came from the kitchen and looked out. She was almost blinded by the splendor of the halo over the young boy's head. She closed her eyes and shrieked. Satya told her, "I am going. I don't belong to you. Maya has gone. My devotees are calling me. I have my work. I cannot stay any longer." He turned and left in spite of her pleading. Hearing of this, Sheshamma hurried home. Satya merely said, "Give up your efforts to cure me. I am Sai. I don't consider myself related to you." A neighbor, Sri Narayan Shastri, hearing voices, came to see what was the matter. He saw the halo and fell at Satya's feet. Sheshamma did not know what to do. As Satya has been entrusted to his care by the parents, he felt Satya should remain in his house until he could inform the parents of what was happening. But Satya would not step into the house again. He moved into the garden of Sri Anjaneyalu's bungalow and sat down on a rock under the trees. People came from all directions bringing flowers and fruit. The first teaching Baba gave them was, "Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhava Sagara Taranam." Meditate in your mind on the feet of the Guru. They will take you across the difficult ocean of life. People sang the lines in chorus and the grove resounded with the voices of hundreds. Satya's classmates wept when they heard that he would no longer attend the school and that he was much beyond their reach. 3 days passed in that garden. They were days of worship. A photographer came there and asked Baba to remove a big stone that was right in front of him so that he would take a nice picture. Baba did not pay any heed to his request. The picture was taken worthless, and in the photograph, the stone had become an image of Sai Baba of Shirdi. One evening, when bhajans were being sung, Baba suddenly said, "Maya has come." He pointed out to Ishwarama, who had just come from Puttaparthi. When the parents pleaded with him to come home, he asked, "Who belongs to whom?" He kept saying, "It's all an illusion, untrue." At last, he asked the mother to serve him some food. She placed some dishes before him. Baba mixed them all up and made the whole lot into a few balls. The mother handed him 3 of these. Swallowing them, he said, "Now false appearance has disappeared. There is no need to worry." Ishwarama asked Satya for a boon. "Give me your word that you will remain at Puttaparthi. Don't go away from us," she pleaded. "We will welcome and look after your devotees in Puttaparthi." Now came Satya's momentous answer. "I have chosen Puttaparthi as my kshetra. The boon is granted not just to you, but to the village and to the world itself. I shall come there on Thursday." Ishwarama was speechless with delight. Her face beamed the good news to all around. Now she was assured that she could witness her son's glory all her life, and that she, her daughters, and the adoring Subbamma could care for him, at least as far as his food was concerned. The news spread like lightning that Satya was to go to Puttaparthi and would perhaps not return. People from all walks of life rushed to the garden. Baba gave Vibhuti to his teachers seated in front. Today, Baba calls Vibhuti as his visiting card. It's a mark of his loving grace and a reminder that everything in this world is one day turned into ash. The day Satya was to leave Uravakonda, the townsmen arranged a procession. Satya sat on a decorated cart drawn by caparisoned bullocks. Sheshamaraju and the youngest brother Janki Ram were right in front. Ishwarama, her daughters and daughter-in-law were among the hundreds of women in the throng. A band of drums, bagpipes, clarionets and jingles played at the head of the moving mass of devotion. When the limits of the town were reached, people were gently asked to turn back, but few had the heart to return to dreariness without their dear Satya. Many had decided to follow him and be at Puttaparthi at least for a week. Ishwarama was bringing back Sai Baba to Puttaparthi. He was no longer Satyanarayana Raju, a student of the high school at Uravakonda. He was now Sai Baba, the teacher of truth.